The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Doris Hyde for the North Carolina Reading Service, formerly known as the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you the NC Reading Service Holiday Party Invitation. Sound prints for November 7th is now online, Black Friday and the Blind, Tattooing Your Sclerae in Australia, a Woman Goes Blind, BPI Bookshare Date, Eyes on Success has an episode on Bristol Braille, there's a new group called the Orbit Chat, Blind Website Testers and Class Action Lawsuits, an op-ed by Bob Branco. Stocking Stuffers Part 2 features Sellers Harbolt Company, AT Guys, LS&S, Lighthouse San Francisco Adaptations Store. And if I have time left, there's a nice article about Disney Plus accessibility features. Today's reading of Vision News is underwritten by an anonymous gift in loving memory of Joe and Kelly. The NCRS Home Team cordially invites you and a guest to our annual holiday open house. The North Carolina Reading Service wants to celebrate the holiday season with you. Please join us the week of December 9th through 13, 2019, from 11:30 to 2 each day for fun, food, and good cheer. Please RSVP with Missy by December 7th and let us know the date you and your guest will attend, Monday through Friday. The NCRS Home Team looks forward to seeing you at our holiday open house. RSVP Missy Hollander, missy@ncreadingservice.org. Call us at 919-832-5138. When? December 9 through 13 from 11:30 to 2 p.m. Monday through Friday. Where? The NCRS office, 211 East Six Forks Road, Suite 103, Raleigh, NC 27609. The Sound Prints Audio Magazine podcast for November 7th is now online. ACB Families Membership Drive, Proposed Bill to Benefit Children Who Are Blind, Deaf, or Deafblind, New Apple Emoji, Quiet Car Sounds, Products from Guide Lights and Gadgets, http://www.kentucky-acb.org/soundprints. Link to subscribe to the Sound Prints Audio Magazine podcast with the extension .xml. If you have any questions about the Sound Prints Audio Magazine, contact the Kentucky Council of the Blind, phone 502-895-4598, or email kcb@kentucky-acb.org. Here's an article on Black Friday and the blind. Are you going shopping on Thanksgiving this year before the turkey settles in your tummy? Do you remember when nothing was open on Thanksgiving Day? This time of year, we hear from many corners the new traditions for what has become known as Black Friday and Thanksgiving. It seems to me that businesses want us in their stores for their Black Friday specials before the dishes are done on Thanksgiving Day. Some hearty shoppers now get in line outside a store on Wednesday before the turkey, camp out to be the first one through the doors for that special doorbuster. Some say let the turkey have his day. Some stay home till early Friday morning, while others of us stay in our jammies and shop online 3 days before Thanksgiving. There are many who leave the table, the turkey carcass, and the dishes to sit in the overstuffed recliner telling us they are watching the game with their eyes shut much of the time. Yet we all know not to change that channel. So what has this got to do with blind history? In our history, some blind organizations had their Thanksgiving traditions on behalf of the blind, many of them occurring on Thanksgiving Day. No, not shopping or a tag day. Public events ranged from holiday events sponsored by society women to craft and Christmas sales by blind crafters. Schools for the blind performed Thanksgiving Day concerts to launch the holiday season. 100 years ago, Thanksgiving was a time of giving to the blind across the country. In 1908, the Nashville Globe reported on a free Thanksgiving dinner held for orphans and the blind at the Railroad Protective Association. The meal was donated and served by volunteers of Nashville. In Seattle, Washington, a clothing merchant, Paul Singerman, and his two sons began hosting a Thanksgiving dinner for the blind at the Germania Cafe about 1903. They carried on this tradition for more than 10 years. At this dinner, the Singerman family performed for the blind by playing piano and singing. Usually, the blind play for the sighted. In 1910, the Sunshine Home for Blind Babies began its holiday fundraising on October 31st. The home solicited public and private schools who took the Sunshine Home on as a project through the school children. Children and schools competed to raise money for the blind babies. That year, they raised more than $3,000 by Thanksgiving in 1910. That's a lot of money. The Sunshine Homes convinced families to turn custody of their babies over to the homes, as many of its staff and volunteers claimed it was too stressful on a family to raise a blind child properly. In the District of Columbia in 1933, members of the American Legion spent November giving to the blind by shellacking hundreds of pages of Braille for the blind of Washington, D.C. This was done to many of the library books to protect the pages and lengthen the life of the book from being read by fingers. Just in case you think that the shellacking had to be done by the sighted, not true. In California, in the early 1900s, many organizations that brailled books had blind proofreaders that also shellacked the books. In the National Library Service, NLS, it was not fully funded by federal dollars until 1932. In the District of Columbia's early years of library service for the blind, from about 1898 to 1931, most of the funds came from gifts and donations. Yet the fundraising continued to pay for projects not covered by government funding. In 1935, Friends of the National Library Service for the Blind, made up of leading society women, sponsored plays that opened at midnight on Thanksgiving Day. This was an ongoing fundraiser for many years. Two very active young women, Peggy Townsend and Eleanor Meems, debutantes of the 1938 season, though just 18, sold tickets for weeks in advance of the midnight performances. The young women approached the socialite families, urging them to purchase bunches of tickets. Many of the socialites gave their tickets to friends, domestic help, or their employees. For Eleanor and Peggy, this was just one more charity and a chance to get their names in the newspapers. Eleanor's Aunt Gertrude was most active as a volunteer with NLS until her death in 1951. Gertrude often encouraged the young people to get involved in library events and fundraisers to help the blind. Blind patrons of the opera could attend performances with crippled soldiers at many of the New York City opera houses for free during the holiday season of 1933. An article from a New Orleans newspaper tells of one generous Thanksgiving that caught the blind off guard. The words chosen by the newspaper reflects the impression that much of the community held toward the blind. Thanksgiving Santa Claus visited the Lighthouse for the Blind yesterday and left rejoicing in his wake. There was something in the air that became evident around 10 a.m. when the students in the institution were invited to step into the boardroom. There, Miss Sadie Jacobs handed each married couple a 14-pound turkey and each single person a 2-pound box of candy. She acted for the donor, Harry Offner, who stood smiling in the background of the picture, enjoying it all as much as he did the picnic he gave the blind last summer. Another pleasant event of the day was the dinner, at which members of St. Beatrice Circle, St. Margaret's Daughters, were their hostesses. The circle, of which Mrs. Findlay D. Ross is president, gives several events annually for the blind, their special charges. Music by blind musicians and dancing contributed to the success of the spread. John Bischoff, a famous blind organist, always played for Thanksgiving services at the First Congregational Church in Washington, D.C., at the corner of 10th Avenue and G Street. He was employed there from 1894 to 1909 as director of music. Even before his employment at the church, many non-members packed the church on Thanksgiving and other holidays just to hear him play. Members of the church thought of him as their famous organist, not a blind organist. Now, a story to warm the hearts of any cynic. In New York City on Thanksgiving Day of 1910, Miss Beryl H. Clark, age 35, a blind librarian in charge of the Department for the Blind of the Pacific Branch of the Brooklyn Circulating Library, and William M. Gushaw, a blind chair caner 10 years her junior, were married. The couple met almost 5 years before, just after the accident that blinded William. She agreed to teach him how to read again with books through her library. A friendship grew and soon a marriage that lasted almost 20 years until his death. They purchased a large home where they rented rooms. Beryl remarried but passed away in 1944. Although today we may scoff at some of the Thanksgiving traditions of free meals for the blind, we also should remember the times they lived in. For some of the blind men and women coming to these free meals, it was their first time. Posted on rare.us, "Come on, guys, you have to know when enough is enough. I mean, do you really think that putting a needle and ink inside your eyeball is a good idea? Because if you do, I think you might want to reevaluate your choices. It might seem like a good idea at the time, but come on. 24-year-old model goes blind after tattooing her eyeballs. Turns out an Australia woman thought it was indeed a great idea to get the over-the-top tattoo, which caused her to lose her eyesight. The woman, who apparently has already spent nearly $26,000 Australian on tattoos, says she went blind after undergoing an eyeball procedure to tattoo the whites of her eyes. Amber Luke, who goes by Blue-Eyed White Dragon, wanted to tattoo her eyes. Yes, you guessed it, blue. Because are you really a Blue-Eyed White Dragon if your eyeballs aren't blue? The 24-year-old said she went blind for a total of 3 weeks after following the painful 40-minute procedure. Recalling the pain, she stated, "I can't even begin to describe to you what the feeling was like. The best thing I can give you is once the eyeball was penetrated with the ink, it felt like the tattoo artist grabbed 10 shards of glass and rubbed it in my eyes. Yep, imagine some pieces of glass shards just roaming around in there. No, thank you. Why in the world would anyone want to go through this pain to look like a dragon? Plus, this isn't cool. Personally, I think it sort of looks weird and unnatural. But hey, who am I to judge, right?" The Australian said the procedure shouldn't be dangerous, but that the artist went too deep into her eyeball, which ultimately caused her to lose her vision. So yeah, safe to say that the artist is probably going to get a hefty lawsuit in the future. Luke's body is covered in tattoos, 200 to be exact, and plans to get more. But she does say that none of the extreme variety of tattoos she has around her body caused her to lose her vision, because they weren't close to her face. She did learn her lesson, though, and doesn't plan on getting extreme body modifications anymore. Basically, she has vowed off tongue-splitting and eyeball tattooing forever. Despite those 3 weeks of torture, I have to say she's pretty lucky there wasn't any permanent damage. Still, pretty scary. Be more careful next time, Blue-Eyed White Dragon. Save the date. Blind LGBT Pride International is inviting you to its scheduled fall BPI book share event. Start pulling out your favorite book you've read this year and prepare to tell us why you loved it so much, whether it's romance, thriller, biography, mystery, or anything in between. We want to hear from you. We just ask that your choice be found on the National Library Service, Audible, iBooks, Bookshare, or Kindle for ease of access to other bookworms like you. For many questions about this event, please reach out to BPI's membership committee at membership@blindlgbtpride.org or call 713-614-3322 and speak to Will Burley. How to participate. Topic: BPI Fall Book Share. Time: December 11th, 2019, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Mountain, and 5 p.m. Pacific, U.S. and Canada. Join Zoom meeting at https://zoom.us/j/13040554. Meeting ID 13040555. One Tap Mobile 1-66990068 :1304055554 # in or 1-646-558-8656 :1304055554 # Dial by your location either 1-669-9 1-800-680-6833 in the U.S. from San Jose, or 1-646-558-8656 in the U.S. from New York. Meeting ID 13040555. Find your local number at https://zoom.us/u/A(K)E(R)KH. Signed, Will Burley. Email will.burley, B-U-R-L-E-Y, number 3@gmail.com, or call him at 713-614-3322. Episode number 1946 on Eyes on Success is about Bristol Braille Multi-Line Refreshable Braille Display. It aired November 13, 2019. Show notes, Bristol Braille is now shipping the Canute 360, a refreshable multi-line Braille display with 360 characters. Hosts Nancy and Peter Torpy talk with Ed Rogers, founder and managing director of Bristol Braille, about how the device works and how the designers managed to make the Canute 360 at a price that makes it a viable option for Braille users. As usual, the audio, show notes, and much more can be found at www.eyesonsuccess.net. And you can subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Also, now you can listen to your Amazon or Google smart home device by saying, play Eyes on Success podcast. Enjoy. PRWeb.com posted, Orbit Research introduces the Orbit Chat communication system. The unique app enables face-to-face communication for people who are deafblind without the need for interpreters. Dateline Wilmington, Delaware, November 5, 2019. Orbit Research today announced the launch of the Orbit Chat communication system. People who are deaf and blind typically communicate with others through various means, including tactile sign language, and often require a trained interpreter since most people are not familiar with such methods. The Orbit Chat system changes this forever by offering a free solution that enables a deafblind person to use their Orbit Reader 20 Braille display and an app running on a smartphone or tablet to communicate with a sighted, blind, or deaf person. The system can be used in any situation, in public settings such as markets, restaurants, and classrooms, or in private conversations. Through specialized interfaces in Orbit Research's Braille and tactile graphics products and an app that runs on smartphones or tablets, the system connects via Bluetooth to provide the breakthrough ability to converse using a simple chat-style experience. While mobile phones and refreshable Braille displays have enabled deafblind people to connect to the digital world, face-to-face communication has remained a challenge. We are thrilled with the introduction of the Orbit Chat. It will be a game-changer for the deafblind community worldwide, said Akhil Paul, director of Sense International India, one of the world's leading organizations working for people with deafblindness. With the Orbit Chat system, we are excited and humbled to be able to provide the basic facility of communication that most of us take for granted, said Dr. Gina Spagnoli, the Orbit Research's founder. With no additional hardware or software to purchase, a deafblind person can utilize her Orbit Reader 20 Braille display to engage in conversation with anyone using a smartphone or tablet. Previous solutions cost thousands of dollars and required heavy and cumbersome hardware, and even the most basic ones required the use of external keyboards connected to an expensive Braille note taker. Even as a complete communications-only solution, the Orbit Reader 20 coupled with the Orbit Chat app is less expensive than anything else available by orders of magnitude, while offering unmatched portability, reliability, and ease of use. The Orbit Chat is yet another step in our journey toward a level playing field. The system allows a sighted person to use a familiar chat or messaging user interface to type messages using the phone or tablet's on-screen keyboard, which are immediately translated and displayed on the deafblind user's Orbit Reader 20 device in Braille. The deafblind user types her messages in Braille using the Braille keypad on the Orbit Reader 20, and these are translated to plain text and instantly displayed on the phone or tablet. The app is self-voicing, which allows a blind person to use it to communicate with a deafblind person without needing any special screen reading software. The system also includes other innovative features, such as a broadcast mode, which allows the deafblind user to send messages to multiple people who have the app installed, the ability to save conversations on the Orbit Reader 20, as well as on the app for later review, and a file transfer feature to exchange files between the Orbit Reader 20 and the phone or tablet. The system allows the use of contracted and uncontracted Braille in English and offers support for other languages through localization. The app is available now for free download from the Google Play Store and the Orbit Research website, http://www.orbitresearch.com/product/orbit-chat. Orbit Research also offers a bundled solution, including the Orbit Reader 20 and an Android tablet with the Orbit Chat system pre-installed, providing the most affordable, full-featured communication and accessibility solution for people who are deaf-blind. About Orbit Research. Orbit Research develops and manufactures innovative and affordable products that enable an independent lifestyle for people who are blind or visually impaired. Founded with the mission to fulfill the urgent need for affordable assistive technology products, the company has introduced breakthrough products like the Orion family of accessible scientific and graphing calculators, the iBill talking banknote identifier, and the Orbit Reader 20 refreshable Braille display that defines the state of the art in features, functionality, convenience, and affordability. For more information, visit http://www.orbitresearch.com. Stocking Stuffers 2019 welcomes Brent Harbolt, President Harbolt Company. We at the Harbolt Company love what we do and can't wait for you to share in our passion for all things cool and accessible. Whether you're looking for some serious high-end audio equipment, searching for the perfect accessory for your smartphone or mobile device, shopping for that elusive gift for the person who's everything, trying to locate that hard-to-find, rare, and unusual item, or just wanting something for yourself or for that special someone, we've got you covered. You've found the perfect place for fun, excitement, and accessibility. Most importantly, a place to feel right at home. We offer audio and written descriptions of all our products, so you'll always know what you're getting. So come and join us in our unfailing love of all things unique or unusual, whether it be high-tech, low-tech, or no-tech. If it's cool and fun, you will find it here. We never pay retail for anything, and you shouldn't either. We ship almost anywhere in the world and accept most forms of payment, including credit and debit cards, PayPal, and we even offer a convenient layaway plan. We gladly accept phone orders, and our website is open 24/7, 365. You can reach us by the below methods. Website, http://www.harboltcompany.com. Email, sales@harboltcompany.com. Telephone, 405-633-2572. AT Guys is back to demonstrate the latest technology and gadgets available for your holiday shopping. We talk about products including the pluggable folding Bluetooth keyboard, the Tri-Bit Max Boom speaker with 360-degree sound and room-filling volume, the Blind Shell accessible tactile cell phone with Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, internet radio, and more, the Braille Me low-cost refreshable Braille display, the flexible way-around tag labeling system, and more. www.atguys.com to order or call 269-216-4798. Stocking Stuffers welcomes Jason Nealand, LSNS. I will be covering new products all related to low vision and blind. Our new 2020 catalog has just launched, and we are very busy getting them all up and online. Feel free to use this from our new catalog. Here in our Buffalo office, we have observed a developing trend in our product market. While a lot of information aggregation is moving onto our smartphones, we are also seeing the development of physical products that work in conjunction with our smartphones. These smart devices talk to and interact with our smartphones, but their physical presence leaves us with an actual tool that helps us with the physical tasks in our daily life. These interactive devices are taking on all sorts of useful tasks. Some help us identify products in our homes. Others wake us up. A personal favorite is a tag to put on wandering items so that we can page them from our phone when those items go missing. Wrist-worn, watch-like devices can aid in navigation, provide the time it alerts in Braille, and silently alert us to notifications from the actual smartphone. Amplified telephones can pair to your cell phone to amplify the sound from your mobile calls. These paired devices nicely illustrate the range of products which we offer. They blend technology with simple daily living tasks and span the gap between low-tech and high-tech. We believe that this mix of low-tech and high-tech solutions is the most comprehensive way to serve the varied needs of our customers. This is why here at LS&S, we work hard to bring our customers a wide array of products to solve their low vision, hearing, and independence needs. We will continue to sell small yet ever so useful plastic signature guides, but we will also look for ways that we can embrace the advances that technology can bring us. We would also like to hear what your thoughts are on these new and old products. Feel free to leave a review on our website, good or bad, and share your experiences with other inquiring minds. This will help us to continue to refine our product offerings and make adjustments where needed. We try because you try. John, Melissa, and the LS&S staff, Buffalo, New York, 14207. Phone 800-468-4789, extension 218. Stocking Stuffers welcomes Raquel Gomez, manager of the Adaptations Store, SF Lighthouse for the Blind and Visually Impaired. Raquel will discuss the many fine products offered by the Adaptations Store, which she manages. One particular item will be a discussion of the T-Map, a tactile map in print and braille depicting the immediate area surrounding the address of a customer's choosing. Maps are produced by the Media and Accessible Design Lab at the Lighthouse. Marquez Products is a mobile store dedicated and passionate in assisting the blind and low vision community with products that will aid to enhance their quality of life. We also provide group presentations at senior centers and private small home groups to showcase and explain use of the products. Marquez Products will be offering store-wide discounts starting November 12th until December 30th. The following selected products are Man and Ladies One-Button Talking Watches, Silver or Two-Tone, $49.95, 25% off. Low Vision 12-inch and 15-inch Wall Clocks, $39.95, 35% off. Nylon Small Fanny Packs, $24.95, 40% off. Men's Bifold Leather Wallets, $22.95, 50% off. Classic Style Talking Desk Clock, $29.95, 50% off. Standard Backpack with a Shark Image, $34.95, 60% off. Leather Slim Cane Holster, $36.95, 25% off. Denim Blue Slim Cane Holster, $29.95, 20% off. V-Line Denim Blue Cane Holder, $27.95, 25% off. V-Line Leather Cane Holder, $27.95, 25% off. Light Guard Sunglasses in Smoke and Yellow, $21.95, 35% off. Cocoons Sunglasses, $54.95, 18% off. The following categories will also have discounts from 10 to 45% off. Cooking tools, Bluetooth speakers, earphones, tote bags, canvas multi-zipper ladies crossbody handbag in fuchsia, black, or gray, $33.95, 25% off. Standard handheld magnifiers and video magnifiers will also have discounts. I am out of time for today's episode of Vision News. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Doris Hyde reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. So long until next time. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. 919-832-5138.